What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Everybody, my guest is having fun with her chair.
I want someone to push it up. I was trying to give an illusion.
It's Natasha Lachero. What do you want us to do?
I just want to seem like I'm at the same level as you, because I'm short.
Well, that's not going to be possible. I'm quite successful. Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
That might be too much.
Wow.
No.
I hear it. No, I feel like mine's too. There we go.
Yeah, now I feel like I can, deal with this.
Now we can smoke. Now it can happen. Natasha Lachero is your name.
Lachero is good.
I like that. It was fun because you were talking about your chair. And you have a show right here on the same network, the video podcast network, called Tubbin' with Tosh.
Yeah. Or sometimes I call it Tubbin' with Tash.
Really?
Because it's on Jash.
Oh, I like
so
that.
Tubbin'
and also,
with
Tubbin'
Tash
with Tosh, people might think that... what's his name? Tosh.
Never
Daniel
heard of
Tosh is going to be there, and he has nothing to do with it.
He will not do the show.
He's said no to you?
Well, he actually does not do any press at all.
Yeah.
He said no to Letterman.
He just says no to everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. God bless him. So what do you generally like to, what's your favorite mode of smoking? Like, what's your deal? I think you said something about you like joints.
I like joints.
But you can't roll them.
Pretty bad at that.
Okay. So we're not going to try to make you roll one. We have a...
But if I want a cigarette at my house and all I can find is, I can figure out how to do it.
And you're a sativa person.
Which one's that?
The more up high. Like the more, energetic.
Yes.
It doesn't make you sleepy.
I like the kind that you run errands on.
Well, we don't drive while we're high, so you must run your errands with your driver.
I was thinking today, this will be on the internet forever.
Pretty much, yeah. Hmm. Is that bad?
Well, I was just thinking if I have a kid or something.
What's that going to mean?
Like, won't they be like, oh, your mom gets high. I saw it on the internet or on the new TV.
So that you're that close to being a mom, you think? Is that something you really want to do?
In a couple years, it'll be buried.
There's going to be a lot of internet between now and a few years from
That's
now.
That's true.
There's going to be a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, your child is going to be able to search your name and find it, probably.
But also, I'm not wearing pants in almost every bit of acting I've done, so this is probably fine. I just remember that.
But they blur it, though. On Burning Love, when
no,
you didn't have your
true.
Pants on, they always
no, that's
blurred
true.
It. Yeah, it's very disappointing to watch. The strains we're dealing with today are tracked by our friends over at Leafly.com, and each of these strains are very popular. They've gotten over 400 reviews, and the one that's mostly sativa is called White Widow, and so that's what this joint is made out of, and this blunt.
Sativa is what I like.
Yeah, and so that's what we'll be smoking, and it says the White Widow is easy
White
to...
White Widow.
White Widow is
White.
Easy to... Yes, it's...
That's how we learned how to say it in
acting racist, weed. It's white supremacist weed. It's usually caked with white sugar-like crystals. So I guess you could see if you look at it real close. And for the ladies, according to Leafly, this is good for PMS.
Oh my God, that is so crazy because I'm having it right now.
For reals?
Yeah.
Well, this is great timing.
As soon as I sat down in this chair.
Well, you should be on the show every month at this time. Oh, it's 4:19. We're a minute away. And we have an indica that we probably won't touch today, but it's a Bubba Kush. And Leafly says it will make you sleepy, hungry, and happy, but it can also give you dry mouth.
So. I have to tell you what happened to me on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start smoking, and then you can tell the story.
Okay. I mean, it's not a great story.
It's cold in here, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Is that what's happening?
I got a few layers on.
I know. I love the fur on top and nothing on the legs. It's an interesting choice.
I mean, I just do what I want.
But your legs don't get cold? As much as your upper, your shoulders and whatnot?
I think my legs are going to be okay. But if not, I could take this off and
put it on
my
legs. Bam. I like this look now.
Is that better?
I do like it better.
You want me to cover up my legs? All right.
Is that a real dead animal?
Yes, it is, actually. It's my friend made it for me. I think it's probably some sort of possum or something.
Apologize for taking the first hit, but I just wanted to get it going.
You know, I've never done a bong rip, mostly because it's called a rip.
You don't like that aspect of it? Can we get you to try one today?
I mean, I'm down, yeah, but I'm curious.
Yeah, it's...
Seems like a real, like...
It's a good delivery system.
Bro thing, though.
Gets you pretty hot. It's kind of fratty, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of. But girls do it. Girls love it. Here we go. Emphysema right this way. You also have some business on your...
I have three dogs.
Oh, that's what that was? It looked like an ash to me, but...
Oh.
But you are covered in dog
also
hair.
This shed.
It's also dog hair.
I just need to only wear white.
What do your dogs think of that fur? Do you run around the floor with them and...
I actually put
pretend to be one of them?
Yeah, Doug, that's what I do.
I love it. That's what I love about you. You're
now,
up for
just
anything.
So you know, that's about where I stop.
Stop what?
Usually if I'm getting stoned.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, you just need a couple hits and you're good to go. But today, it's going to be fun to just keep going. Just to see what happens.
Hi, kids, if you're out there listening.
We haven't smoked that much together. Like, that's why I was kind of surprised.
Mommy only does this for television.
I was surprised when you got booked for this, when I heard you were doing it, because...
I did Drunk History.
I don't really think you did Drunk History, yeah. That somehow is more acceptable.
Oh, you don't think of me as someone who does drugs?
I know you smoke cigarettes, right? So I think I've seen you do that. I just don't stand in a circle smoking weed with you very often. What's this pink thing?
Cigarette.
Oh, it is. Well, that's good. That'll help you stop from coughing. Smoking some real nicotine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, when you get in these circles at the comedy show, how do you get home?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is you probably shouldn't do that and then drive. But I take Uber a lot. And Uber-esque things that I'm not going to mention because they were going to be a sponsor, but it turns out they can't pick anybody up in Culver City.
Wait, Dougie, why
don't
we...
Is that a weird place to draw the line in Los Angeles?
I don't
know. No Culver City. Sorry. Pick you up anywhere else. What was the question?
I wanted to know why we couldn't make a spliff.
With tobacco and... Because I don't smoke tobacco.
Oh, you don't?
We could make one if you're dying to have it that way.
No.
And we'd also have to find some tobacco.
I like how, you guys really aim to please around here.
That's the plan, yeah. That's what we're trying to do. You want to hit this again? Before it's no more? A nice girl in Houston, Texas gave me this. Her name's Renee, and she made this. And it's she makes lots of things like this. And what it is, when the joint of the blunt gets down to the... when it might start to burn you, you put it in the mouth of this little frog. And then...
How old is this woman who made this?
And then smoke it that way. She makes other ones that aren't frogs, but isn't this adorable to be smoking like this? Hey, I'm a pot addict. Kids, don't do this.
I would just use it as a holder. It's very cute.
Yeah, I think it works nice. So you're beyond, like, way beyond your normal high at this point. That's a nice trick, giving me an empty one. Are you going to get super quiet? Is that what's going to happen to you?
Am I being really quiet?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I was going to tell you about my Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, please do. We got lots of other stuff to do, but let's before we forget, Thanksgiving story.
Don't you want to chill? Like when I smoke pot, I want to chill. You want to, like, host a talk show.
I want to do everything high. I want to go on roller coasters and watch movies. And I don't want to play mini golf, strangely enough.
What about croquet?
I'd do that high, because it's fun when you put your foot on the ball, when you're up against someone else. You put your foot in it.
Roquet, it's called.
That's what it's called? You fucking knock it.
You roquet their
through
ass.
Through a window or something. I love it.
It's pretty fun.
Good job, Froggy.
I mean, aren't you supposed to ask me questions or something?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
Tell me all about it. What happened?
So,
edibles?
I took hash oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, got so sick.
Oh, like, vomity?
Yeah.
Sick? Yeah. It could be overwhelming. Full like stomach, like you'd eaten a lot of Thanksgiving food?
No, I had just had water.
What a wonderful Thanksgiving.
But I was so hydrated.
We had a water feast. It was wet and wild.
But, yeah, that's what's hard about marijuana. You don't know, like, how strong it's going to be.
Yeah, well, especially when it comes to edibles and, you know, hash oil, dabs.
What are dabs? Everyone keeps saying this.
They'll really catch you. They're like, you know, hash oil concentrate, I guess, and it hits you really hard, gets you really high.
Are people going to be driving doing this?
What do you mean?
Everyone's going to start getting stoned.
Because it's legalier?
Yeah.
Legaler?
Yeah. I mean, I think the taboo is, I think you're helping, like, there's, the taboo is going to go away.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that. We're going to skip ahead to, I'm going to skip high history for a second and go right to today's pot topic. Because it's a pretty good one.
Hot topic!
According to High Times, cannabis might be okay for pregnant women.
Whoa.
This fits right into what you were saying earlier. They did a study nearly 40 years ago on the effects of weed on pregnant women, and their babies showed no negative impact, you know, the children that were born to mothers using marijuana. And then it says, in fact, those children seem to excel.
Whoa.
It's making better babies. Now, it's important to say where this study was, where they did this study, because it was in Jamaica. So... Right
was
there.
It really
right there.
In Jamaica?
Yeah. So, because 40 years ago, like that's way ahead of the curve. Like they haven't done enough studies. Like the National Institute on Drug Abuse did not like the findings of this study. They disagree, and they say that it's bad. And they cut her funding, so she can't keep testing it on pregnant women. But I think it'd probably be okay. Dr. Doug says it's okay to smoke when you're pregnant.
Have you been to Jamaica?
I have not. It sort of appeals to me, the idea of going there, but it sort of doesn't because it's like, you know, you go and stay at a resort or something, but they have barbed wire around the resorts.
Right.
You know, and that to me is like, what's going on? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, write to me if I'm wrong about this. Any of our friends watching in Jamaica, man. But, yeah, it's... It's intense there. It's an intense place. Pregnant women smoking, everything's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to Africa.
Really? Why?
To help raise awareness for malaria.
And to get that fur?
I did not get this fur there. But it was
intense.
You
didn't get it on a hunt? Yeah, that's
like
super
going
intense.
To the hut?
It's super cool of you to... be out in front of malaria and trying to
It was so uncomfortable. Like, people were living, like, I thought I was going on a safari.
Yeah.
And it was
you went and looked at people with malaria?
We were, like, in huts.
Yeah.
Helping people in huts. Like, it was pretty intense.
How long ago did you do this?
Like, 2 years ago.
Friends went with you?
No, it was like a comedy thing. Like, it was like me and Ricky Lindholm and Nick Kroll and Ed Helms, and we were like supposed to be making videos, but we didn't make any videos.
Right, because once you got there, it wasn't so funny.
No. They wanted us to make comedy videos. And they're like, here's Slave Island.
Malaria.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
This is the village that leprosy started in.
Oh, there's a specific village that can pinpoint it?
Yeah, like you just... Because we were in Senegal, and then we took a plane 2 hours inland, where people are, like, living in huts.
Does this... Whenever you get high, does this story come up?
No,
is it your
why?
Go-to high story?
No, why?
I'm just wondering why we're even talking about it.
Oh,
it's interesting.
You made me insecure
where the mind
because
goes.
You were like, you're being quiet. So I was like, oh, I'll start like,
I'll just tell
you
about
story.
Everything I've ever done. We've got Twitter questions.
Oh, okay.
And we've also got, just to confuse the our crack team here, I'm jumping around. We also do a thing called High History, where we ask... It's just me sitting here. When did you start smoking marijuana? Like, when was the first time you did it?
Like, when I was 23.
So, late bloomer. Just tried it because it was there somewhere at a party or something?
Yeah, I just kind of got into it later.
And I've known you for years and never thought of you as a pot smoker. So it's
I smoke.
Most of my friends that smoke, if I show up somewhere, they say, do you have some? Or I've got some, and then we go outside. It's pretty common, but I don't think I've ever done that with you.
I don't really have, like, an addictive personality.
Yeah, but if we're out having fun and you smoke weed, I would think it would come up around me. But I don't think it has. Do you remember ever smoking with me?
No. I do it in private.
Yeah, okay. Well, not anymore. Blunts? You ever smoke blunts?
Mm-mm.
Let's do it. Natasha's first blunt, everybody.
After the break.
Woo! After the break. It took about 5 minutes to the break.
Now, what's in a blunt?
Same weed, sativa, but it's, you know, just a lot more of it, just to get bigger hits. Also, it's beautiful to look at. It looks good coming out of your mouth. This big brown weird thing. Try it.
I'm afraid.
Really?
Kind of.
Just take a little hit.
I'm afraid.
Look at you. You're going crazy on that thing with dangerous nicotine in it. Or is that like safe?
It's just vegetable glycerin.
So it simulates cigarette smoking? Is that the idea? You're trying to quit? Or you just do this?
Because you can do it inside.
Augment it inside, yeah. Do you do it in the movies? Have some water. What do you think? Are you getting too high? I can do all the talking if you want.
Do a little monologue.
Let me tell you about the time I went to Africa to get malaria. As soon as I got there, I was like, this was a bad idea. Why would I come here just to get malaria?
I didn't think I was going to get malaria.
Yeah, stain on my pants. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to help you get it out.
Going to fix that right there. Yeah, I would like you to help me with that. I also wanted to show off. Show's all over the place. I'm going to ask you a question from Twitter.
I've been waiting.
Get ready in the booth. At Stan Manley wants to know.
Fake name.
Stan Manley, would you take an actual trip to space?
I think I would be afraid.
I don't know if I could. That seems too intense. But, you know, if the price was reasonable.
That is a great question,
though. If the price comes down. Yeah, we get a lot of space-related questions because, of course, we're sitting here in the spacement. And it's nothing like space and wood paneling. They really go great together. And they're great for... You're a roast comic. How come you haven't said one insulting thing about my clothes and the set? What's wrong with you? You turn it off. You're not in roast mode all the time.
I meditate.
Really?
Yeah, and it's made me very chilled out.
I guess. I mean, I've never seen you. You don't seem terribly excitable ever about anything.
I remember the first time I did your interruption. You know, you didn't interrupt me once.
Really? You just talked, and I just sat there and watched. So in love.
I didn't understand the show.
I got. Oh, you know what?
I was
though?
So confused by the concept because it had just started because it was at M Bar like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, he's going to interrupt me. Like, and I remember I talked to you before, and I kept like waiting for you.
I think
and
you said to me before,
me.
You know, I'm concerned about this interruption aspect, and so I probably just chilled and didn't interrupt much, you know. But we've come a long way since then. You've been on again, and I interrupted more, right?
Yeah.
I was in. Where was I when I got this? Damn it. I was in San Diego, and before that I was in, did this come in Tempe?
Philadelphia.
No. Oh, that's a fun game. Guess all the cities I could have been in. But anyway, I'll try to find out and give the accurate information next time. But a guy gave me a grinder, a really nice one. But the thing I really love about it is it's got my caricature face on it from Doug Loves Movies. So, you know.
That's really cool. How many podcasts do you have?
I have five now. And we're going to launch Doug Loves Sleeping very soon so that
have
I can just
that?
Sleep and record it and then have a sixth podcast.
Have you seen that Andy Warhol movie, The Empire State Building?
I have not watched it because it's, what is it, eight hours, and it's just of the Empire State Building?
But it looks really beautiful. It's shot on film.
Right, but you watched the whole thing?
I haven't watched the whole thing.
How much of it did you watch where you lost interest?
4 seconds. I just
That's
saw it
fast. That's pretty fast, and then you're pitching it like other people would enjoy it.
No, but I was gonna. It'd be fun to play in the background, you know.
Oh yeah, maybe at your party tonight. Just have that on.
That would be so cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, tell everybody when the Empire State Building movie is over, you're out.
I would just project that on a wall all day long. That movie, you'd only have to change it. You'd put it on at noon.
Do clouds go over, or you see people looking out the windows? Like, what happens?
I don't know.
It's just the building?
Well, that's the thing. You got to watch it for 8 hours to find out.
Really? You can't fast forward or whatever?
I just haven't gotten the chance to do that.
Sometimes we got to go to a break, but when we come back from the break, remind me to say what I was about to say. We'll be right back.
The smoke from this is like red. From this one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brody Stevens. Do you enjoy enjoyable things? Well, I certainly do. Then check out my show, Positive Push, with Brody, every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time on the VPN network.
How about this? When you are presenting that you're going to have sex, are you in full Brody mode? Or are you saying, we're going to do it?
I'm never in full Brody.
I'm getting an erection. We're having it. Orgasm.
It's happening.
All right, here's the deal. Here's what I was going to say going into the commercial. That's like a proper hit, like held for the right amount of time. When people keep complaining about me and my guests, they say we're not inhaling, because this is what happens. We'll go, so Natasha, tell us about blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
we let it out too
like,
soon.
And that's like faking it.
But we're trying to have a conversation.
Right,
that keeps happening, and then people are like, you should inhale. It's like, okay, check this out. Is that good enough for you? Was that fun to listen to on the audio-only version?
Do you think there's people exercising right now listening to this?
I think there's people doing a myriad of things. I mean, the only one I would hope no one is doing is making love to one another. Because that would be That would be very weird.
Do you know I had one of the first podcasts? Like one of the first
6 or 7 years ago?
Well, it was just like before the podcast boom, I had a podcast.
What was that? Oh, yeah.
The Lavender Hour.
And that's
we had,
right.
Our first guest was Chris Hardwick. And then that night he was like, wait, you could just like do a podcast?
You unleashed that monster?
And then the next, like 3 days later, he had one.
Mm-hmm. He sure does have one. And where's the Lavender Hour? But that fell apart due to a breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all your exes still podcast.
That's the name of my country album. All my exes still podcast.
Yeah. They keep going.
But what I was going to say is I miss having one because it's fun to check in. Like, and
well, you
get
have Tubbing with Tosh.
But that's different. That's not a podcast. You don't really get to connect to people.
Right, but it is on the Video Podcast Network.
That's true.
Every week. Is there a time when the new one comes out each week?
No. They're all out there.
They're just out there for people to just check them all out.
Yeah, who are we kidding?
They're like 5 minutes apiece, right?
Yeah. People aren't going to check in once a week for like a video, are they?
I don't know. Hope so. That's the plan. Do you want to try a bong hit?
Give me a second.
Okay. How about now?
I'm hungry.
I'm going to keep... Oh, let's get you some food. I heard some food showed up here. And it's not quite Gabe time yet, but thank you for that, Gabe. In-N-Out. That would be a great sponsor to have. Oh, wow, you just tear the whole bag open and get right into it. What do you order from In-N-Out? Did they get you what you wanted? That's a baller move, by the way. You're already, like, a lot of famous people, like, calling in from the car and saying, oh, by the way, I want In-N-Out. That's like Jamie Foxx style.
Yeah, bro.
What is that?
Well, first of all, it's cold.
All right, well, we officially have our worst guest ever. Congratulations.
Are you serious?
Is it really cold?
It's great. Thank you.
That's how much you eat anyway, right? I'm hungry. Bye. Done. Where are my pants?
Don't be mean.
Who's mean? Who's the most famous person you ever smoked with? If you had to name names.
I don't really smoke pot like in
Yeah,
in
you don't
parties.
Smoke with people, so you don't really have that famous person you smoke with. Your current beau doesn't smoke at all.
What's famous? Like, you know.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you're pretty famous.
What's famous? Yeah, so say me.
You, probably.
All right.
I mean, it probably is you.
All right.
Is that what you were asking me to do?
Mm-hmm.
See you, Doug.
All right. You've had something to eat. You've had a bunch of... I'll give you two choices. You either take a bong rip, or you have to answer the questions in an etiquette quiz. And these are all according to Emily Post. Which one would you like to do now? You're going to do
Post,
both
please.
Eventually. What?
Emily Post, please.
Okay. Pop quiz, hop shot. Boom, 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 pop. What is the correct direction to pass food around a dinner table? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counter.
Wow, you know your etiquette. How did you know that?
Just an instinct.
You just know that stuff.
I just guessed.
Girls with jumpsuits and furs know this stuff. All right, if your plate is a clock, how high are you? No, if your plate is a clock, where do you put your utensils to signal you're finished eating?
If your plate is a clock?
Yeah. So the idea is, you know, imagine all the numbers on a clock. But that is worded weirdly, because if your plate is a clock, you're already breaking many rules of etiquette. Like, why are you fucking eating off of our clock? But what...
I think those rules are just... We don't really want...
But where do you put your utensils to signal that you've finished eating? Like with a hamburger, you
At
just toss
o'clock.
It down. We figured that out. But what is the proper etiquette with...
4 o'clock.
That's correct. Damn. When you are a house guest...
I went through a year where I just read these kind of books.
Really? You learned them all? And remembered them, though. That's impressive. When you are a house guest, what should be the limit to your visit? Like, how long is the longest a house guest should hang around for?
3 days.
That is exactly... They say 3 nights, but I'll take it. When you excuse yourself from the table, where should you put your napkin?
On your plate.
To the left of the plate, it says. Because if you're not finished, you don't want to put it right on the food.
That's wrong.
But if you're coming back to finish your food, you just put it to the left of the plate. Not on your chair, it says. I guess a lot of people put it on their chair, and that's a no-no. Because later, that napkin might touch your mouth. And then you've had ass to mouth. What's your favorite... You gonna try a little more of that? Oh yeah, have a fry. Can we get Natasha a bite of hamburger and a fry? Cause she is famished. If you don't finish that fry, that'd be hilarious. Who can eat half a fry? When setting a table, which is the proper direction to face the cutting side of the knife? I don't care. Is your bread and butter plate to the left or the right of your plate?
That's,
if you know that, I'm really impressed.
We don't use... That's not... There's not an answer to that.
Your bread and butter plate?
That doesn't
That could
sense.
Be anywhere, right?
Nobody has a bread and butter plate.
It just needs to be nearby.
Not at home, though.
It says to the left. This one's a classic. What is the proper way to sneeze if you don't have a tissue? I love this answer.
In your elbow?
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
Would you sneeze into your elbow? And you got all this snot hanging off your elbow. What are you supposed to do with that? I mean, I guess they're assuming you'll have a coat on or something. But still, it's weird. I'll try it next time, though. I always just do those sneezes where you just kind of hold it in and nothing comes out and people tell me that my brain's going to explode or something. And make me feel like a jerk. Is it okay to put your elbows on the table when you're done eating?
No.
It says yes. I think the key is done eating. Like, if that's the trick to that question. If you're still eating, don't do that. But yeah, you're done. You're finished with your hamburger and your fry, so you can put your elbows on the table. Are you just trying to get, like, an endorsement deal?
No.
Because if I were in and out, I would hire you to take a bite and then throw it down. Like you're in the end zone. Then question number 9.
You don't like to get too deep, do you?
Deep into what?
Anything.
Well, I'd like to try to keep it moving. How deep? Where was some deepness? Where was some depth that I walked away from?
No, I guess
unknowingly.
Not. I guess not.
No, I'm just trying to have a show where things happen.
It's great.
And you're great at this.
5 shows where things happen.
You're killing
happen.
It. Well, yeah. The 6th one, not much is going to happen. It's just me sleeping.
Can you tell me about that? I just want to know.
What do you want to know about it?
It's a podcast.
Doug loves sleeping. It's got a nice little kind of lullaby at the top for the theme song. And then I go to sleep and record it. And then we post it.
And how long
and
is it
maybe
gonna
we'll
be?
Have a message from Bert Kreischer on there, because Bert Kreischer calls me and tells me his dreams. Whenever he has a dream, he leaves out my voicemail, and I never listen to it. I just post it on one of my shows and walk away. When is it polite to start eating at a dinner table of more than 8 people? When can you start eating? What has to happen before you can get that going?
Everyone has to get their food.
Right? That seems logical to me. They didn't say that, though. They said, I already forgot what they said. When at least 3 people are served. So if only 3 people have their plates in front of them and everyone else is there, those 3 can just start going to town. That seems weird. I'd wait for everybody. Unless somebody said, go ahead, you guys. It'll get cold. Because we know how Natasha feels about cold food.
Do you throw a lot of dinner parties?
Bleh. No, but I'm excited to not come to your party tonight because it's... What are you making?
Latkes.
Latkes? And that's like what? Like kind of potato-y?
It's for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Tonight's... You know, today's the last day of Hanukkah.
Yeah. Finally. Oh, what a Hanukkah season. It's been a madhouse.
At the very beginning,
we had to get through Thanksgivica, which is now a thing that was created this year.
I know.
But it won't happen again for 70,000 years. Yeah, Hanukkah and Christmas, I mean, Thanksgiving aren't going to be on the same day for
70,000 years. But now you can have a Hanukkah season. But now Christmas season hasn't even started yet. So now everyone can do both.
True. No, it is fun to get it out of the way like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not competing.
It's just over. But I think that'll contribute to Jewish sadness that now there's weeks of our bullshit. And, you know. That's a fun, you know, I have several Jewish friends who it's fun. It's fun knowing that they don't have plans around Christmas. You know, because I don't do a lot of Christmassy shit. So it's fun to be able to hang out with my friends around that time.
It's a fun time to be in L.A.
Mm-hmm. One time, me and Patton Oswalt, and I'm going to drop some names, Moon Zappa, and I think Paul F. Tompkins, saw Patch Adams on Christmas Day. Because none of us went home that year for Christmas for whatever reason.
Moon
lives here. And, yeah, we saw Patch Adams, and someone threw something kind of heavy at us at one point because we were... making too many of our own jokes. That's why now I have the movie interruption where I can sit. You've done that, right?
That's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. Here's a Twitter question from you from Sad Van Bradman. He wrote, "Do you ever have a time where being Doug, you know, high?" Was there ever a time when it was a bad idea, like you were supposed to do something important and you were too high for it? Is the question. You know you're the guest, right? This is still happening. Or are you really thinking this one through? Is your answer going to be right now? Was the one time? Are you officially too high?
Not too high.
Yeah, but close to it.
Is that your goal?
Yeah. Yeah. We're paying for a car to drive you home so you can be as high as possible. That's what that's about. All right, Death Squad, and thanks for your question. Sorry you didn't get an answer, Brad.
Wait, I want to hear your answer.
To that question? I've answered it on a few podcasts, like a long version of it, but the short version is that one time I had to host a battle of the one-hit wonders with Vanilla Ice and Sugar Hill Gang and Thomas Dolby and Tiffany and Tone Loc. And I was too high to do that. I couldn't believe it.
What did you do?
I did it. I did the job. But, I can't imagine. There must have been somebody there that was on to me and like, God damn, that guy's way too high to be doing this. None of the bands really talked to me. I think one of them said something like, Tone Loc might have said, hey, what?
Did you get laughs?
No. That was the other thing. I bombed. I was having a terrible time. Because it was like a company party for this company, some sort of digital phone, some sort of cellular company or something. And the gag of the night was every band just played two songs. So I had to go out in between each band and wait for them to set up the next band. And I had to give out numbers that they were supposed to text on their company phones to determine a winner. Like it's bad enough those five acts are trotted out as one-hit wonders, but then they also had to compete against each other. Who do you think won?
Tiffany.
No.
Tone Loc.
No. You have three more guesses. It was a tie between Sugar Hill Gang and Vanilla Ice. Because they tore it up. It was sweet.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, it was fun to be there, but I was way too high. So Death Squad GR420 wants to know, when is Natasha's next special coming out? You got another thing in the works?
Next year.
Yeah? Have you seen the lighter leash?
Mm.
So you don't lose your lighter from your bong.
Let me do mine.
Oh, what's that?
Tassel.
Why do you... That's your graduation from something?
No, I put tassels on shit.
Where do you get the tassel?
I don't know. Furniture store or something.
Okay. Why is that funny?
It's just so ridiculous looking.
Yeah. Gets you really high. I've never thought of it. I'm going to think of it that way now, from now on. How ridiculous people look when they're doing it.
Well, yes, it's something you don't want sitting out.
It's a, I'm going to put it down here because that's what you do with a bong, is you put it where you're going to kick it over later. And then the bong water ruins your carpet. You should see my carpet.
Bong water?
Yeah. I need to Stanley steam that shit. Yeah, please, have some more to eat. Let's get as many activities for you where you won't be able to speak as possible. Let's have you smoking several different things, eating.
Isn't that what you wanted me to do?
Enjoying my bong hits. I want you to do exactly what you're doing. This is the kind of chemistry we always have when we podcast together, and it's gold.
People, are you being sarcastic?
People can't get enough of it. Wait till you read the comments. Why would you have such a lightweight on your show, Doug? Have me on. That's their solution every time. Is why don't you have me on? I know how to smoke. Oh, it's fun. You know, everybody's got their levels and things, ways that they like to smoke, and you like to be ladylike about it. You don't like big blunts and bongs in your face. You keep it dainty. Even your fake cigarette is pink.
You want me to? You really want me to try
it? It's adorable. I would love it. How are we doing on time? We got to go to a break. But that's a great cliffhanger. Natasha's first bong hit after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hello, my name is David Lance, and I'm the president of Google. We own YouTube. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash! If you're fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you fucking, then you're probably having some sex.
Drop it low, put it in the dirt. Sex drive, put it in reverse. Kill down, put it in a hearse. Then I drove off and put it in the dirt.
If you're selfish and you're thoughtless and you're broken and you're heartless, you're probably not a diva, you're a cunt. Cunt, 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 cunt.
Jash.
I love that Sarah Silverman with the C word coming back into the show. Natasha was asking me in the break if she was too high, and I think you're doing great, and I think everyone's going to love seeing you. Your first bong hit ever? That's amazing. This is like, it's an honor for me to be able to make this happen.
I have such a natural aversion to just the aesthetic of a bong.
Yeah, it's gross, and it's here. Let me put it on the table first, and then you can pick it up. And do you want to light it, or do you want me to light it? You lit mine, so it's up to you. And there might be a little hole in the. Does this one have a carb? No,
a carb?
You just pull this out when you're when you've had enough.
So do I hold it?
Yeah. Now, you know what? It's starting to feel, I'm feeling like I'm some sort of drug pusher. I'm feeling bad about this, so you gotta seem like you want to do it. Pretend you want to do that. While you're doing that, I'll start the plugs. People can see both of us on New Year's Eve in San Francisco at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple.
Oh, I love San Francisco.
Yeah, that temple's got a great spot for us to, you know, go hit this thing. How was that?
Smooth.
Yeah, right? But also...
That's so much better.
Strong, too, though, right? Like, feel it more already?
I like it.
Yeah. Good. I've got a convert.
It doesn't make you cough.
You'll cough sometimes. But this is good. This is good stuff because I'm not coughing either. And smoke's going to come out of me for the rest of the show every time I speak. All right, so I'm really happy with everything that's happened here today. And I've got to finish our plugs, but also now that you're really, really high, you have to watch a magic trick.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, it's game time.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I've got a deck of cards right here, if you can imagine that, and I want you to just select any one of the cards. Just reach out.
What's...
Go right in.
Oh, I see. The bit is there's no cards in his hands. I just assumed there were cards in his hands, because he's always got cards.
And I want you to turn it over. And then place it back in the deck.
Did you think of this that day you were on your way to a gig and you forgot your cards?
Yeah. All right, I actually have a real deck of cards here.
Shit.
What was the card that
still
you
has to carry around some
selected
cards.
And turned over?
Two of hearts.
The two of hearts? Okay, watch. I actually turned over one card and one card only earlier in the day.
This is going to be the first trick
that I already messed up, actually.
You messed it up.
I finally did that.
You had a good record there. You didn't mess up a single trick.
This is awesome.
Thank you very
much. Until now. So how do you fix it?
I can't really. This is like I'm
Why don't you do it again from, just reset and do it again from wherever you need to start from to make it work.
That works fine.
People are in suspense.
If I just put the cards back in the box, that seems fair.
Yeah.
You said the two of hearts.
We're off and running again, everybody.
I may have done something sketchy, but look, one card and one card
She's
only.
Not going to remember the first part of it.
All right, I kind of saved that.
That was great!
Thank you.
Okay, good.
That was amazing! Who is that?
His name's Gabe, and he's a Make-A-Wish kid.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he does a great job.
But no, he could really be a magician.
Yeah. That's why I said you should do a magic trick every week on the show, because you're a magician. I forgot to introduce this. I brought some tincture we could have put in our drink and gotten more high with that. And then there's a vapor pen here, or not. It's got, you put concentrates in there, and... It's a big, wonderful world, Natasha. I hope you and your future children, when watching this, are all just get together and smoke and have a nice time. Enjoy your life. You know? You didn't start till you were 23. I started when I was 28. Like, it's like, you know, it's not like every teenager is going to get into it, you know? I'm going to be doing the Benson Movie Interruption on Monday night. That's this Monday, December 9th, at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in Austin, Texas. We're going to watch Something's Gotta Give.
Ooh, Austin's really great. They've got...
Good answer.
They have a lot of good honky-tonks there.
Yeah, they do. It's Music City or something like that. And then you get off the plane, there's a...
you know, music play, guy, live music in the airport. I love it. Then I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone and looking way ahead, February 12th. Some people are going to hear this for like a few weeks from now, probably. So I do long distance plugs now.
I'm not judging you.
Check out Natasha. I got to answer that question from earlier. Has there ever been too high for something? I'm too high for this. It's a good thing.
How are you feeling?
It's a good thing we're done.
How are you feeling?
I feel great. I don't feel like I should be in charge of anything, but I feel great. No, it's really fun doing this. Like, I leave very happy every week. Yeah. But your show, Tubbin' with Tosh, new episodes every Wednesday on youtube.com/Natasha. Don't slash Natasha.
You can if you want.
But look it up. Find it, watch it, it's hilarious. A little, do you think sometimes it gets a little, like, it makes me uncomfortable. Is that supposed to happen?
What does?
Your show.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
The hot tub thing. Well, like, the Eric Andre thing was disturbing.
Oh, because he saw his penis?
Well, plus I heard you talk about how he actually did urinate on you.
It didn't
happen on the show, but knowing about it makes
me unhappy.
No, it
happened on the show.
You even see it on the show?
Yeah, like, he got in my hot tub, and...
You could see urine?
No, he got in my hot tub, and he was staying there, and I was about to kiss the pool boy, mm-hmm. Moshe, and then... We were kissing in front of his penis, and as we kissed, I heard it, and it was he was peeing on us.
But you don't see it.
Yes, you see it.
Oh, God.
And I felt it.
Weird, right?
I don't
right?
know why that would make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, everybody in
Thank
the room.
You.
In the hot box. And... I wasn't trying to get them to applaud. And we'll see you next Wednesday.